Right, we are sitting here with Jessica Barrack from Revelicious. Is that how you say it?
Yes, Revelicious.
And they've brought us some breakfast, Sue.
I've had oysters and bone broth, so I'm doing it completely the wrong way around.
Yeah, we've done it a bit backwards here. We were just saying we need some coffee, and then we'll be all set. I think I started with gin this morning, which was probably not the right way to go, but it's a bit of a running theme around here. So, Jessica, tell us about your wonderful business, your wonderful products.
So I've just launched Revelicious. We are a 100% plant-based company, and so all of our products are vegan, dairy-free, gluten-free, added refined sugar-free, and it's a range of outrageously delicious smoothie bowls. So
outrageously delicious.
Are they outrageously delicious, Sue? You've just had a sample.
Well, wait, what's that one that I've just had?
So that's cacao. So that one, they're all made on a base of coconut milk, banana and flax seeds. And this one has blackberries, strawberries, a hidden dose of spinach for your daily greens, and some dates.
And you call them smoothie bowls, which is an unconventional way to serve a smoothie. So what makes it bowl-like? Is it like a liquid that you would drink, or is it more like a yogurt?
So on Instagram and other social media pages, there is a huge love affair with this, the idea of kind of decorating these beautiful, thick smoothies. And so my idea came to make the same thing, but as a food-to-go product, so people can grab it and go in the morning. It's got a spoon and some goji berries, pumpkin seeds, and coconut flakes in the lid. So it's like a grab-and-go product with your coffee in the morning, or on the way to the gym, or even as a sweet dessert. So that's where the idea came from.
You try it, Guy, because I've had it. So I've got this pot here. It almost looks sort of like the consistency of almost like a mousse, isn't it, in a way?
Yeah.
And I've just had the cacao one, which is nice. And you've got a strawberry type one, and then there's all these lovely sprinkling of nuts and coconut on top.
Yeah, it's nice to have the texture. So it's the one I think it's a strawberry flavour. It's not sweet at all. I was expecting it to be much sweeter, but I think that is definitely a big trend that we're seeing at the moment, like low sugar or no sugar even. A much healthier way to go with the product.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. There's no added refined sugars at all, so it's all good stuff, all natural. So the three flavors are quite different. The cacao one, which you started with, is actually quite dessert-like. It's quite rich, quite chocolatey. The berry one has a hint of rose water, so it's quite romantic and kind of the sweetest.
See, that's Guy, you see? Romantic and cuddly.
And the third one is the mango lime and mint bowl, which is quite tropical, almost like a kind of like a mojito.
See, I like that one. It's slightly avocado-y, but I think that might just be the colour. But it's the lime I like. The lime and the mint is nice.
Yeah, it's got a real zing to it on the nose. Really nice.
I'm not great at breakfast. I could definitely eat this for breakfast. Don't you think?
It feels a bit healthy to me. I shouldn't say that around here, because I'm sure it's really good for me.
It's probably better than Marmite and toast, I'm thinking.
Exactly. Yeah, so the idea is that it's a really easy way to get a bunch of nutrients into your day, first thing in the morning or any time during the day, really. And to do it in a kind of a... The packaging's quite fun and colourful, and the products are quite colourful as well. And it's really about kind of making the experience of eating healthy food a little bit more joyful.
Well, I'm fairly converted with that. I think I could definitely eat that. In fact, I might just go on to Jessica's stand and see if she's got a spare one, because I'm a little bit peckish now.
Did you not have breakfast again, Sue?
Not properly, no. Not if you're going to be here all day. There's
not,
no point.
Not enough oysters.
Well, good luck with it. And where can people get it, Jessica?
Okay, so at the moment we're at a couple of small retailers around Battersea, and watch this space. We should be in many more retailers shortly after the show.
Good for you. And buyers are stopping by and talking, are they?
Yeah, exactly. But if you want to follow our journey, follow us on Revelicious Life on all the social media channels, and I will keep you up to date of where we're stocked.
And that's revelicious.com. Good luck with it, Jessica.
Thank you so much.